how many step sites I made and how fast I was running. But usually on the treadmill, I run at the same speed, very nice, but on the track, I found myself, I was so excited and high, and I ran at 8.5 miles an hour, not 6 miles an hour, which was fast. So even in a mile, I was so exhausted. So at the time, Rose and I were, we were running, so we began just walking because we were tired. And then at the moment, a few people were working around the track, construction stuff. Later, Rosa told me, one of them spoke to another one. He said, "Oh, are they running? I can walk like that." Let me just remind you, I was wearing compression pants, compression shirt, red one, and knee sleeves and everything I need. And I told Rosa, just keep walking. Anyway, while training myself, I have learned so much about endurance, perseverance. When you run, you feel so many times, okay, I'm done. This is done. I'm gonna just run right there and I'm gonna be done. I'm done. My legs hurt, I can't breathe. Done. But if you run, if you want to run a long distance, you need to keep it going. You need to keep running. You need to endure the moment and persevere. And with that experience today, I want to talk about endurance and perseverance in difficult moments and how God meets us in those moments. Because we believe God is present with us in our lives. And what are the difficult moments in your life? Or threat. For most athletes in any kind of sport, I would imagine their threat, the number one threat, would be injury, illness, or negative pressure. Whatever it might be, it distracts them and tears them away from their goal. So maybe we know what it feels like to be alone. Maybe you walk in a difficult job. Maybe you are struggling with what you're doing. Maybe you encounter loss, someone you love. I don't know what it is you are struggling right now, today. But what I know is we are all going through something. All of us, we are going through something. And what I believe is that God is the one who gets us through that. It is God's strength that gets us through the moment. And I think about the time in the Bible when God sent manna to the Israelites when they were struggling in the wilderness. For 40 years, we have been in this pandemic 1.5 years, but they have been in the wilderness for 40 years. Can you imagine that? They were struggling. They were wondering. And God wanted to show God provides for them day after day and after day. And what happened was God said manna every day, once a day. And God said, if you take more than what you need just for today and try to store them, it's not going to be working. No. That doesn't mean we can say so true, because sometimes we can only see what is right in front of us, and we have to trust in God that there is more to our story. There is more in our life. There is more out there than what you can see only with our eyes. The trial, training, or difficulties, it's so draining. It is so draining and exhausting. It takes so much of our energy. And at some point, we come to the point where we are at our limit, or breaking point, where it seems we have nothing left to give because our strength is gone and our resources are exhausted. And it feels like I can't make any more step forward. And at the moment, we need strength and assurance from God that is greater than ours. And I believe when we are at our limit, that's the place where we need God more than before. Because we're failing. When everything goes well, we feel like, we think like it's on. It's ours. Oh, I made it. I did it. And we didn't see God's hand behind. But when we are at the point, breaking point, we need God's hand and we feel it more. And let's think about what it looks like. In the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 12, Apostle Paul says, God taught me my grace is sufficient for you. He was struggling with his physical condition, and he said, God told me it's enough for me. It's not just enough, but with that weakness, my weakness, God is making it perfect. God is making it work in my life and my ministry. Whenever I am weak and I'm strong, that was his weakness. Through our weakness, our breaking point, our exhausting point, he met God. And Paul is saying that when we are at absolute breaking point, when we feel that we are lost in the darkness, when we feel we cannot go anymore, that's the moment we trust in God and depend on our source of life that is greater than ours. At the moment when we humble ourselves, we find God's presence right there with us. And God meets us, and God becomes our true strength. In our scripture reading today, James, he says, our endurance, perseverance. I like that picture. Well, not that one yet. He said, our endurance makes us mature and complete, lacking in nothing. And I believe that's the goal of our spiritual journey, our Christian life in our race. Because what it means is we have come to this place where we fully and completely submit our lives before God. And we put God's will in our lives. We are asking God, God, do something. I need you. We need you. You are the hope. At the moment, God is fully dwelling in us, and we are fully dwelling in God, and God will use us, mold us, and shape us into God's own. And that's the moment we say to God, God, I need you. I need your help. I need your strength. I need your guidance. What's interesting is, James is calling us to consider it joy. Do I have that? Maybe I missed one slide. Yes, I missed one slide. Yeah, here. He said, consider this joy when you face the trial, difficult moment, breaking point moment. What a challenge it is. It is a counter-cultural thing for us to see a trial, hardship, or difficulties as joy. How does that work? It first sounds nonsense. And there are so many touching stories how they persevere to get through where they are. And you know, the Paralympic Games, it's now on. It began last Tuesday and it will be until next Sunday. It's so amazing how many of those people with handicap, they overcome so many kinds of difficult and physical limits and challenges. And I think they have powerful and compelling stories to teach us about our life. And I found a video clip of an athlete, Adam Ray. And he talks about his accident and about how he experienced God and how he perseveres. So let's take a look.
My name is Adam Lane, and I'm a paraplegic triathlete. I had been out riding with some friends all day long. I leaned into a curve, and about halfway through the curve, I straightened up, locked up the brakes, and went off the road. When I went off the road, the bike threw me, and I went headfirst into a 4x4 signpost. When my shoulder hit, it basically stopped the upper part of my body, and the lower part kept going, and it completely severed the spinal cord, basically snapping my back in half. I had a spiritual experience on the scene of the accident, and basically, the only thing that I can describe it as is the overwhelming awareness of the presence of God. I had several moments of clarity that I know were not my own thinking. Within a couple of days, I thought to myself, well, I can lie around and mope, and a year from now, I'll still be lying around and moping, or I can get to work, and a year from now, I'll have as close to a normal life as I can have. My faith had everything to do with my ability to persevere. It gave me peace, it gave me comfort. I knew that good could come out of it no matter what. We all have our difficulties, and I know some people have it worse than I do, some people have it better, but everybody has their difficulties, and it's not about enduring it, it's about getting through life, it's about enjoying life and getting out and living it.
What I hear from his story is he has embraced his trial and pain to go through, and he found himself coming to a deep place. And Adam knows God is working and walking through with him. And did you hear that? He said he was aware. He was aware of God's presence with him, both in a moment of accident and now, as he figured out to move forward. And I love what he said. He said, everybody has their difficulties. It's not about enduring, it is about getting through life. It is about enjoying life and living it. And every year since the accident, this man with physical difficulties, he sets a goal of the year. Rock climbing, swimming, and triathlon. And he found this opportunity even through his hardship. And he speaks to many people. And he became a mentor to many children, an advocate for the people with disability. And he finds this opportunity to live his faith even through hardship. It's interesting to see how we face the trial and hardship and difficulties. In the world we live, the trials are evil. We think like that. They are to be avoided at any cost. And I think we agree with that. But when we face trouble, problem, or hardship, that doesn't mean we fail. We are broken. That doesn't mean we fail our lives. In our faith journey, when we face trouble, problem, and difficulties, we can find the opportunity by God's grace and guidance to go through and find God's presence and live our lives, our faith. Because we believe God is the source of life, and God is the God of the second chance. The book of Acts, chapter 16, we find Paul is doing a ministry, and he casts out a demon one day. she was a slave, so the slave owner accused him, Paul. And he was beaten down, and he was put into prison. He got in prison for good work. And Paul, he could have said he was a Roman citizen, because by the law, Roman citizen couldn't be taken before the trial. But he didn't claim that right, but he used that hardship as an opportunity, and he made an opportunity to proclaim the good news even in the prison. He used the hardship to do that. He found that opportunity. So what do we have? Can be an opportunity right now. So I want to wrap it up with another story, my garden. I told you I love cucumber. And I have sesame. Cucumber and sesame together in the same area. So cucumber, they are growing all the time, so high and high. I was a little bit concerned about both of them in my garden because the cucumber, I set support for cucumber, but it was not tall enough. So cucumber, they didn't find a way to go high and high. And I was a little bit concerned about sesame because cucumber, their leaves, it's big. It's bigger than my face. You see that? It's really big. So it blocks sun. Sesame, they don't have sun. So I was concerned about that. And usually sesame, they grow up only up to 3 feet. That's it. That's it. And do you know what happened? Cucumbers, they use this sesame as support. And sesame, because they are now support to the cucumber, they became stronger. They have strong stem, and they are now taller. Usually it grows up to 3 feet, but now look at this. That doesn't mean I'm sure to them. My sense means they are taller than 16. Wow. They are really tall. They both support one another and overcome challenges and hardship together. And I can harvest cucumber in the midst of sesame. Why don't we be cucumber and sesame together in this beautiful church? In our time, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can encourage one another, challenge one another, and help one another to get through this pandemic and more. And I don't know what trial, difficulty, more hardship, or even headache you have. But we have been there at some point in many ways. What we need in our faith journey is perseverance, endurance in this race, and eyes to see God's presence and find the opportunity to leave our place as a community. Communion is the body and blood of Jesus Christ that we share as a community. We share as a community. It means, okay, God, we need you. I'm going to follow you. We all follow you as a community. It doesn't mean one person running, but a team working together by the power of the Holy Spirit. Heal the second layer to the cup. Let's drink the blood of Jesus Christ.
And we have faith God will do and work and help us go through. And we are grateful. With all the gratitude for God has done and our